This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisani with the news headlines first. Tourism Minister Jivan Ram Shrestha says festival helps to preserve various traditional musical instruments and native culture. Landslips affect 7 hydropower projects in Magdi and Gaza ceasefire holds after days of violence. Now the news in detail. Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation, Jivan Ram Shrestha, today participated in the Gunla cultural ritual and circumambulated the Swayambhu Mahachaitya Temple. As part of this month-long ritual, the devotees go round the Mahachaitya with the accompaniment of playing of traditional music. Minister Shrestha paid obeisance to the god Swayambhu and circumambulated the temple in this connection. On the occasion, Minister Shrestha said that this festival not only belongs to the Newar community but is a historic festival of all Nepalese. As he said, this festival has a special significance in the Buddhist tradition in Kathmandu. The culture minister opined that this festival has helped preserve the various traditional musical instruments and the native culture. He called for cooperation from all sides for keeping this tradition alive. From the last week of Shravan, the management of rotting waste in Kathmandu Valley will start here. Recently, after identifying the location for waste management in the valley, which is becoming complicated, such waste is going to be managed in this way. The Kathmandu Metropolitan City has said that in the first phase, around 50 Rupani lands has been acquired in Kritipur to manage the rotting waste in the valley itself, and the work will start from the same place. It is said that 40,000 kg of such waste can now be managed and produced at that location. At that place, the rotting waste produced by 8 wards can be managed. Kathmandu Metropolitan City is also preparing to sell the produced fertilizer at concessional rates. 7 hydropower projects in the Magdi district have been affected by landslides. Project officials said landslides have caused road blockages, thus making it difficult to supply construction materials and fuels for the project. The affected hydropower projects include Rahughat Hydropower, Rahughat Mangale, Upper Rahughat Thulokhola Hydropower, Darbang Magdi Khola, Upper Magdi I and Upper Magdi Hydropower. The project manager Raj Bista said the construction of embankments and two tunnels for Rahughat Hydropower has come to a halt as a result of the failure to supply construction materials due to road blockades. The Minister for Foreign Affairs, Dr. Naren Kharka, is embarking on an official visit to China tomorrow at the invitation of Chinese State Councillor and Foreign Affairs Minister Wang Yi. A report by Kausal Gimire.
The Minister for Foreign Affairs, Dr. Naren Kharka, is embarking on an official visit to China on Tuesday at the invitation of Chinese State Councillor and Foreign Affairs Minister Wang Yi. While in China, Minister Kharka and his Chinese counterpart Wang will hold a bilateral meeting in the Chinese city of Qingdao on Wednesday, leading their respective delegations. Foreign affairs expert Dr. Dinesh Patarai says the bilateral meeting between the two ministers is likely to focus on issues such as the status of different ongoing Chinese infrastructure development projects in Nepal, Nepal's trade deficit with China, people-to-people relations between the two countries, and China's increased concerns in regards to the changed geopolitical condition.
Our foreign minister is visiting China and having talked with his counterpart on bilateral relations and about the status of, they will also cover the status of ongoing projects. Those projects agreed in the past, but have not been put into implementation. Of course, the people-to-people relation is another dynamics of Nepal-China relation. There is a trade issue. The trade deficit is ballooning, is increasing day by day. I think it's soon going to be unsustainable. So all these issues of our concern, I think will be covered in bilateral talks. And China, on their part, also will present their views, their position. And it is likely that the latest developments, latest geopolitical developments also may figure in talks.
Dr. Bhattarai also said such high-level exchanges had been a tradition of Nepali diplomacy.
So the visit is taking place after some time, after some gap. So it is positive, and exchange of visits has been a part of our tradition in bilateral relations.
According to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Chinese Minister Wang will be hosting a state banquet in honor of Minister Kharka on Wednesday. Minister Kharka and his delegation will return home on Thursday. Kaushal Ghimire, Radio Nepal, Kathmandu.
Now the remaining news. One person died when the voltage of the power line went out of control in Jaljalarule Municipality 7 this morning. Chair of Jaljalarule Municipality, Raju Acharya, who reached the spot, informed that due to a problem in the electricity line in the village called Dharapani, the meter box of more than 2 dozen houses in the settlement caught fire and 12 local people were seriously injured. Chief DSP Sivraj Buratoki of the district police office has confirmed that Sitakisi, who is almost 50 years old, died in the incident. Further details of the incident are yet to be received. Chairman Acharya said that the injured have been sent to the hospital for treatment. The Chitwan Medical College has set up a cancer hospital at the cost of Rs. 2 billion. The hospital's director, Dr. Dayaram Lamsal, said preparations are on the way to operate the hospital before coming to Dasai 2 months away. He said it will provide all sorts of treatment for cancer patients, including CT scan, bone marrow transplant and blood cancer treatment. The Meteorological Forecasting Division forecasts the weather to remain partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places in the hilly region of the country and at a few places in the rest of the country, with chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places in Province 1. Similarly, the division stated that the weather to remain partly to generally cloudy in the hilly regions of the country and partly cloudy in the rest of the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of Province 1 and Bagmati Province and at a few places in the rest of the country, with chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of Province 1 and Bagmati Province. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. On to some international updates now. A ceasefire between Israel and Palestinian militants was held overnight following 3 days of violence. Isolated weapons fired from both sides in the minutes before and just after the Sunday night deadline failed to derail the Egypt-brokered truce. At least 44 people have died in the most serious flare-up since an 11-day conflict in May 2021. U.S. and United Nations leaders urge both sides to continue to observe the ceasefire. In a statement, U.S. President Joe Biden praised the truce and called on all parties to fully implement and to ensure fuel and humanitarian supplies are flowing into Gaza. He also urged reports of civilian casualties to be investigated in a timely manner. Hong Kong will ease its COVID hotel quarantine requirements for people arriving from overseas, Chief Executive John Lee said on Monday. From Friday, those arriving in the city will have to stay at designated quarantine hotels for 3 days. They will then undergo another 4 days of medical surveillance, either at home or at any hotel. Currently, overseas arrivals have to quarantine for 7 days at designated hotels. During the medical surveillance period, people can go out but may not enter places that require vaccine passes to be checked, including bars, gyms, and amusement centers. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Tourism Tourism Minister Jeevan Ram Shrestha says festival helps to preserve various traditional musical instruments and native culture. Landslips affect 7 hydropower projects in Magdi and Gaza ceasefire holds after days of violence. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Renepal for this hour. Please also visit to our website www.online.renepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.